In the past, we've always dealt with infrastructure needs by borrowing. We borrow to meet our federal match. We borrow to meet infrastructure needs. That's not the right way to do business. And after a while, you start to cannibalize the funds you're borrowing to pay interest on the past borrowing. So that's just not a way to deal with infrastructure. When I became Speaker, I said, that's not going to stand anymore. We're going to create a fund that we're going to invest in that is going to grow over time, and it's going to serve our infrastructure needs in a comprehensive manner. We took monies that were already in the budget, and that should be dedicated to infrastructure, and we dedicated them to infrastructure. So those are not new funds. They come from existing funds. But we needed a little more money. So starting next year, we raised our gas tax by 1 cent. Now, I know nobody in here is going to be in favor of that, but please just take a look at the big picture. You're talking about a 1 cent increase a year from now. We all pay less in gas tax than we paid 5 years ago. That's just the fact. You're driving a smaller, fuel-efficient car. The gas tax is not based on the dollar amount. It's based on the number of gallons. We all purchase less gallons than we used to. So the gas tax produces less money, and our infrastructure needs are that much greater and more expensive because of inflation. So that can't go on forever because you're going to create a structure that's not sustainable. So what we said is we're going to increase that very, very nominally so that we can make the investments in the fund. And that's what I talk about when I say balance and not everyone necessarily agreeing, but you have to look at the intent of what we're trying to do. I don't like raising any tax, but I think that's a worthwhile investment in our future and our infrastructure, because business cannot be done without a good, solid infrastructure. You don't want to be replacing tires and suspension pots and be an embarrassment to your customers that come into the state of Rhode Island to do business with a terrible infrastructure. So you have to invest in that so that you can go out there and do business and all of our companies can do business. And that's what I've tried to do. The investments that we've made in infrastructure and education have been designed to promote our economy, promote the welfare of our citizenry, so that we're all better off. So